This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're now already into the second hour of this global transmission. Now, presidential hopeful Democrat Howard Dean is saying, what's Bush covering up with 9/11? They're trying to make it a left-right issue. U.S. has fired Guantanamo defense team because they demanded a real trial. They're saying a new super flu could kill millions of people. They're trying to fear-monger with that. A bunch of key news. They're talking about a left-right world government trying to sell that to you. It's all coming up in this hour. And, of course, your phone calls as well at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to take a lot of calls with our guest, Paul Watson, who I'd like to have on for at least an hour each week. He is the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com. In the third hour, you'll definitely want to stay with us for this. We have Elaine Marinari coming on the show, and her lawyer, Philip Berg. 9/11 victim's wife plans to fight for her late husband's honor by taking on the U.S. government. And here's the headline, 9/11 in Neverland. Press ignores widow's Bush treason lawsuit. We read her letter a few days ago. Monday on the show, where she comes right out with it and says, Bush, I believe you were involved in this. You let this happen to get a police state going, to make money in these no-bid contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan. And we're going to expose you, and more people every day are waking up to what you're doing. So they're joining us in the third hour. Paul Watson, thank you for coming on the show, and thanks for your wonderful work. And there's so much news today. What's on your mind? What's most important to you right now, Paul?
One of the top stories that we've got on the website at the moment is this so-called mysterious hum coming out of New Mexico, Indiana, and other places.
And that's out of the New York Times, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this hum has been reported on for years. I remember 2 years ago, ABC News did a big report on it. And the same thing has been reported in Europe as well. And the official investigations have always concluded that it's not mass psychosis or any other easily explainable events. In actual fact, just noticing this story today reminded me of something that I was watching on television two nights ago, which overlaps with a subject which we sometimes cover, which is the brainwashing and manipulation of the collective unconsciousness via television, which is, I mean, it's no deep subject. We know that the collective unconsciousness is defined traditionally as the body of knowledge that is sort of mutually shared by humanity.
And there's patents for to use television as a mind control device via the flickering. How does a psychologist, you know, hypnotize you, but with the light, the flashing light, the swinging watch? It's 1,000 times more sophisticated. We have patents in the 50s on this. Now it's all over scientific journals. It's in Senate bills. It's in the New York Times, ABC News. And they send scientists out who hear the hum themselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, basically the collective unconsciousness boils down to, it's where we get the term common sense from, really. But with the onset of mass media, this collective unconsciousness has been warped to the point where the elite can use it to create these stereotypes and false belief paradigms in the minds of the masses. And how this interfaces with this mysterious hum story out of the New York Times is that I was actually watching an episode of the X-Files just two nights ago, and the plot was that a mysterious sound was causing people and animals to have a pulsating pain in their inner ear, and the New York Times report talks about similar sort of symptoms.
And the Boston Globe a few months ago had a report about how DARPA wants to deploy mind control towers.
Yeah, the main victim of the plot in this X-Files episode was focused on a man who believed that the government was behind it as an experimentation project, and surprise, surprise, he also believed in a, quote, international Jewish conspiracy.
So trying to make it a race issue. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fioricet, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour of this global show. It's broadcast, and we're talking to Paul Watson, who joins us for at least an hour each week of our 30 hours of broadcasting we do here on this show. He is the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com. He's also a very astute researcher who I respect. And we're talking about the articles that he thinks are most important today in this hour. People hearing persistent, mysterious hum aren't alone. And in my book, Descent into Tyranny, in the film Road to Tyranny, I have the Associated Press, ABC News articles where they send scientists out, and there is an ultra-low-frequency hum over entire towns, sometimes over neighborhoods. And in the Boston Globe a few months ago, and there's a link to it in my DARPA Engineering the Beast System article in the News and Focus section of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they say in the Boston Globe that, well, DARPA, the folks that give you Total Information Awareness Network, or betting on our dead soldiers or where the next attack's coming, you know, you've heard about all that, and the Pentagon spying on you, read the LA Times article again on Monday, where the head of NORTHCOM, General Eberhardt, says the troops are going to be running your life and on the streets, and it's a good thing. And so this is real, folks. This is a real group. And they said to the Boston Globe that, well, we also want to deploy frequency wave systems on the cell towers to deal with crowds and riots and to control people. And they admit, and I have Marines on videotape talking about sound wave weapons and ultra-low frequency weapons that can make you happy, make you sick, make you soil yourself, kill you, microwave weapons that burn your skin. And we have the Senate bill on Infowars.com that talks about these weapons. There's patents going back to the 50s on them. This is real. Now, are there schizophrenics running around thinking microchips are in their heads? Yes. But funny that you know, Aldous Huxley, whose brother was the head of UNESCO, the first solicitor, the first Secretary General of UNESCO, he said in his last speech given in 62 that we've aired here at Berkeley, that he's the guy that wrote Brave New World, he said, look, they've hooked microscopic transmitters, devices, small units with wires coming out of their heads. I've been to mental institutions in England where they're remote controlling people. He said as early as 1960. And now you've heard them on the news. The Verichip is for buying and selling. Oh, it's so good. Oh, they did a contract with California Bureau of Prisons to put it in the prisoners. Until people found out about it, they canceled it. That's Reuters and AP. Yes, this bizarreness is going on, and the schizophrenics started thinking they had chips in them back in the 60s. Maybe some of these really did have chips in them. We know that Huxley says they did. We know we have documents as early now as the 40s where they were doing experiments with these types of systems. We know Mengele, who was brought here by the U.S. government, was putting wires into people's brains that he was torturing to death, and among other horrors. So we know this is going on. But I would imagine that about 90% of the schizos out there aren't having this happening to them, but some really are. And now we have this big hum that the New York Times is talking about. In the film Road to Tyranny, we have just 2 minutes of the film is about this, 2.5 hours long. It's just all jam-packed. But 2 minutes of the film, 3 minutes of the film, is about the Senate bill covering this and the Kokomo hum in Indiana and the scientific test and the Schomer Tech law enforcement catalog that says we disable speakers and we stop political rallies with our supersonic nausea machine. Police have used these at a lot of rallies to great effect. It's an ultra-low frequency hum and makes everybody sick. And we did a test with one of these one time. We told folks we're going to be doing a test of something with three or four people that were in the room. We'll see what happens. We turned it on. Everybody started getting sick within a few minutes. And this is about a $200 unit. Paul Watson, I'm just shooting out the info at folks because this isn't a conspiracy theory, but by having the X-Files bring it out, and then, as you mentioned, mix in anti-Semitism, I mean, they'll say if you're pro-gun, you're an anti-Semite. They'll say it's just a horrible label to put on people. So I guess the New York Times is anti-Semitic writing an article about this. I guess ABC News is using this tactic. Please continue.
Well, yeah, that's the point. Running parallel to all these Boston Globe, New York Times articles, we've got the X-Files, you know, having the people that say that this is going on also believing in an international Jewish conspiracy to create a new world order. And then at the end of the program, it turns out that the government was behind it, but there's one point where the Mulder character is talking about the Tau Hum in association with chupacabras and UFOs. So again, we see the same tactic, link something real in with kooky stuff.
Well,
so,
and again, we have Bill Clinton's former chief of staff. We have this big lobbyist, Rothschild, according to the Kansas City Star. I guess they're evil too, and the New York Times as well. That's in your book, Order Out of Chaos, a whole section on this where they admit they're driving and funding the whole fake UFO disclosure movement, which is really the government. All these big national radio shows that talk endlessly about it are there to tie in. Well, take the X-Files back when I'd watch it. Every episode, FEMA's taking over, secret government, it's run by green aliens, the North Pole, or the South Pole. So exactly, folks, this is the tactic. We're talking bills, documents, patents, Boston Globe, AP, ABC News, New York Times, admitting it's happening, but simultaneously, well, here's another example. As early as 1994, when I really got politically active, I would hear the buzzword, if you said the government was corrupt in any way, that you must be part of the black helicopter cult, who were terrorists. And I began to hear radio commercials, you know, ads for stuff. They just make a joke about, oh, he believes in black helicopters and, you know, washing cars on Mars by Dish Network. You know, you'd hear in Dish Network ads. You'd hear talk show hosts talk about it. You'd see it in news articles. Then suddenly they release black helicopters on us, burning buildings, explosions, police chiefs throwing them out, bullets going into restaurants in Miami at midnight. Foreign troops, checkpoints, total bedlam in hundreds of cities. We go out and shoot video of it. It's in the all the big newspapers. But still, we're now a kook to talk about the black helicopters, which they demonized talking about black helicopters before they released them on us. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, yeah, and then in another episode of The X-Files, they've got a right-wing extremist group which wants to bring down the government and which believes in a new world order, which is passing on this deadly pathogen that eats people's skin. So again, basically it's every other episode that we see this kind of tactic. I mean, it didn't end with the Clinton administration, which is what a lot of people think. It's still going on today in programs like Frasier and 24 and Threat Matrix, which we've discussed in the past.
Every episode of Threat Matrix and 24, they're torturing people. It's good to torture them, in some cases to death. The evil right-wingers work with the Muslims. They're going to release bioweapons at any minute. Then we've got, in the real world, the head of NORTHCOM, the former head of CENTCOM, saying martial law will come after the next attack. Oh, we are going to hate running your lives. I mean, it's so obvious what they're setting up.
Yeah, and then with the martial law thing, we've got... According to the latest leaked news network memo, which have proved to be quite accurate in the past, this Tommy Franks thing didn't just end at Tommy Franks. It's apparently high-level discussion in the White House about martial law at the moment, which has obviously been the case for a while, but just coming to the fore.
Okay, I missed that. Is this on Prison Planet right now?
So it's not on Prison Planet yet. It'll be up there tonight.
Well, cover this for me.
Basically, the leaked news network memos are put out by the Barnes Tribune Review. And
in the past, that info turned out to be accurate.
Yeah, it's basically a source within the media that's leaking what they're being told to cover up, what they're being told to whitewash.
Can you get that up on Prison Planet during a break?
I can. It'll be a rush, but I'll try.
All right, because I want folks to be able to see that. What are they saying? So, I mean, we know there's a martial law discussion. The head of NORTHCOM's doing it. It's in the L.A. Times. It's in Cigar Aficionado. I've now heard reports that Mr. I Love Martial Law Savage is saying how wonderful this would be.
Yeah, it's also it says that the troops in Iraq are basically on the verge of mutiny, and they're expecting some kind of mass outpouring.
Well, they haven't been paid in two months.
Well, yeah, and I mean, they get charged $70 to make an hour phone call to the wives, so, I mean, what do you expect? The body armor hasn't even got out there yet, which is why we're getting mass casualties, which are being covered up by the media.
And now it's turned out that indeed they lied about the 54 men in black uniforms being killed in Sahara, or however you pronounce it. It turns out that that's a total fabrication. They just went in and killed a bunch of people.
Yeah, and that only got out because basically Iraqis on the ground were saying it. I mean, we don't really know for sure what happened because...
Well, we know the press went to the hospitals and found a few kids with their legs half blown off. I mean...
Yeah, I mean, the original reports were false because basically the independent media in Iraq has been shut down. We had all these stories that came out a couple of months ago about how there were dozens of new newspapers being published in Iraq and how it was an indicator of free speech. Well,
and now they've raided them in TV stations.
Yeah, any newspaper that criticized the Iraqi governing council, half of which members have never even stepped foot inside Iraq before April, and the rest of which are basically international fugitive criminals like Shalibi. Anyone who was caught criticizing them was arrested, tortured, some even killed. And in all 11 newspapers...
And there was a public order to kill Western reporters, and they've had tanks pull right up and shoot people and blow up hotels. This is admitted.
Yeah, and that was out of the BBC. And you'll also remember that an Iraqi was arrested for making, quote, anti-coalition statements, according to the Associated Press, and he was just on the side of the road, basically, and they handcuffed him, put mask tape around his mouth, and took him off to the prison camp.
I want to get back into this hum. I want to get into the newest leaked documents that I wasn't aware of about loving martial law, and get into a bunch of other news with Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow, even if you're not taking a vacation.
Do you have a comment or a question about martial law, what its definition is, what it means for America, about the bizarre ultra-low-frequency humming going on around the Western world, making people ill, the government's announcements that they're deploying this stuff against us for our own good? Well, we've got Paul Watson online with us, and coming up in the next segment, we're going to take some calls. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. If you disagree with us, or you agree with us, or you have a question, a comment, 1-800-259-9231. Whether you're calling from Austin, Texas, or Rhode Island, or Albuquerque, New Mexico, you're welcome to join us at 800-259-9231. Paul Watson, who I know is typing away, posting this latest leaked memo from the media about how there's White House discussions of martial law. Sir, there have been open discussions of military dictatorship. We have the Gannett News Service a few months ago with Sid Casperson of FEMA and with the state saying that if there's a red alert, we're virtually under martial law, was the quote. Virtually all your freedoms will be stripped from you. You can't leave your home. We have this continual drumbeat, and while they're fake neocon, really socialist minions like Savage tell us every day how good martial law is, what does this mean to you, Paul, that they're preparing us for the unthinkable?
Yeah, they've been preparing for a long time, and I've just posted that leaked news memo, and in fact, even the one before that talks about how Wolfowitz was talking about reinstating the draft, which is along similar lines, but this recent one states, quote, recent publication of an interview with General Franks brings up the institution of martial law by the administration. There has been some muted but high-level discussions of this subject, and it says that Franks is a functioning idiot, but the idea of Bush winning the 2004 election like he did the last one by outright fraud is a topic inside the Beltway. Plans have been drawn up for the eventuality that some kind of an attack, whether by groups in support of the president or actual foreign terrorists, will happen in the U.S., and the lid can go on. So that's what they're talking about at the moment.
And I have to say that that group has put out some very accurate info in the past with their moles inside the major broadcast media. But again, everything they're discussing is already out in the open. Now, that's why I've been saying and beating the drum, it's so important to expose who stands to gain from terrorism, but not just motive, then the concrete evidence, Paul.
Yeah, and they also talk about how the attacks in Iraq, some of them are being staged, which is what we've reported from the evidence, and the fact that their reporters are in Iraq being threatened, which has also come out in the mainstream media. So basically they're just confirming a few things and giving the perspective on what future events will hold. And as I've said in the past,
and again, these are reported to be high level executive discussion meetings,
yeah, within top news networks, and they've been leaked to the Barnes Review, and they've been posting them over the past few months.
And that's a separate Barnes Review from the folks with the spotlight. Paul, there's so much here, there's so much happening. A lot of people think we're going to see the terror attack during the election. Others think they're going to drop the hammer after the election and drop the hammer on the economy. We have the dollar plunging, gold surging. Meanwhile, the stock market's up, but only because the dollar's been so devalued, you're going to see some increase in stock value just because of that exchange ratio.
Well, yeah, and we've got George Soros saying that, you know, I want to bring down Bush, speculating against the dollar so it'll crash. And at the same time,
but then you have other Rothschild minions out there like Buffett with him, and you've got Bush bad-mouthing the dollar. So really they're all together.
Yeah, so it's basically a European and U.S. Anglo double team. I mean, we got the same thing with the airline developments recently. And the Washington Times recently did an article in which it was stated that the technology available to create an Orwellian society has surpassed that of George Orwell's 1984 by light years. We got the European Union and the U.S. government double-teaming to bring us this biometric passport. The original rhetoric was that Homeland Security's demand that all travelers to the U.S. have a biometric passport was being opposed by the EU because it violated European privacy laws. Well, what actually happened, as was reported in the Financial Times, is that the EU said, oh, that's okay, we'll just break our own laws, and so this biometric passport can get the fast track, and same thing.
And meanwhile, the Queen says in her speech setting the agenda, you're going to these IDs. Also, they've announced in your news, if there's any type of problem, they're going to have martial law and put you in rest and relocation centers, to use that term. There's lots of discussion. There's Times of London headlines, London Guardian headlines, Sunday Herald headlines, where Tony Blair says he'll ban all dissent. I mean, these are headlines in your papers.
But they've assured us that they will appoint a judge, you know, appointed by them to oversee that this isn't abuse, so we can feel safe by that.
So we can feel safe. I want to take calls when we get back and also get more into this Kokomo hum, and I want to get into this other article here about Guantanamo.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you too can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
All right, so we got loaded phones here. Your calls are coming up in a few minutes. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson. Paul, before we go to the calls and get into some more of this news, for listeners that just joined us, your new book that I published is Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. It is an extremely impressive, well thought out, just very well documented, a easy read because it's in succinct, focused chapters, over 330 something pages long, 50 plus diagrams, documents, photos, screenshots of news articles. So it's good for somebody that knows nothing about the New World Order, nothing about real reality. They can see the news articles as they're reading about them. Great book. It's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift, a present, the gift of information. And, of course, it also supports the great work that Paul's doing, working 10, 15 hours a day there on PrisonPlanet.com and doing a wonderful job. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order. You can also call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. This is a very important book, the best I've read on the subject of government-sponsored terror, 9/11, the MI5, MI6 involved in terror, major Israeli newspapers admitting that Israel blows stuff up and blames it on people. I mean, that's out of Haaretz and other major papers. It gets into the Germans and their own terror. It gets into the India-Pakistan situation, arming North Korea, arming China. It's an amazing book. You need to have it, folks. And it deserves to be read. It needs to be seen. This type of work won't get legs, won't be read, won't be seen unless you take action. If you want to be a distributor for any of my videos or books or tapes, you can call our office at 512-291-5750. 512-291-5750. And that's just a number if you want to be a distributor, or a number if you have a question about your order or something. The toll-free number just for normal retail sales, if you want any of my videos, the new one, Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, Frank Morales, an amazing new film, Matrix of Evil, or Police State 3 Total Enslavement, 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, when we snuck in Bohemian Grove. If you just want to, you know, order a couple of these videos, they're $25.95 a piece. Order three or more, they drop down to $20 a piece. My new book, Descent and Attorney, is only $12, over 200 pages. You can also go to Infowars.com to do that, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Don't procrastinate, folks. We found that 90% of those that see these videos, that read these books, are waking up. 90%. You've heard the feedback from the listeners. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Paul, before we go to these calls, do you have any notes of encouragement for folks to get the book or the films?
Yeah, well, I mean, the latest film, Matrix of Evil, is obviously goes off on a tangent from some of your others, because it actually centers around public speakers and so forth, and a lot of people, I mean, we got a poll running on the website, and a lot of people think that it's a refreshing change from the others, so another reason to get it.
Oh yeah, I saw that poll. What's that running now? Last time I saw it, the vast majority like it, because it's not just you know, video clips and news articles and myself. It's two different Congress people. It's documents, it's news clips, but it's also speeches.
Yeah, basically, it's the two top options that are getting the most votes are that it is a good video because it's refreshing change, and the other vote is that it's your best video ever, so people seem to be really appreciating it.
Now, I saw the votes a few days ago when there was just a few hundred votes on it. I think it was 90-plus percent think it's great. I think there was like three or four votes that hate it, of course. Guaranteed those people didn't buy it. It's just some detractor. But, I mean, just because it's standard operating procedure. Again, just I love those polls you do on the website. You've got all types of great questions that you ask people. Now, we're going to take these calls real quick, and then I want to get back into the persistent hum. I want to get into Dean Bush may have tipped to 9/11 attacks. U.S. fires Guantanamo defense team. They're not getting rid of Kyoto, but on the surface, they say that they're doing that. But something I want to cover right now before we go to these calls, and I promise them we're going to your calls, folks. I've talked a lot about, Paul, this phony left-right paradigm. How I've seen white papers 3, 4, 5 years ago where the globalists were saying, well, the people know there's world government now. We can't continue to deny that there's a world government. So what we got to do is say there's a left-wing EU, UN world government that's against war and for socialism, and they'll be the evil right-wing Americans, when in truth we're all on the same team, working together publicly, going for the real same agenda, just different rhetoric. Now, Mugabe envisions alternative world order headed by China, CNS News. The current world order is unjust and unsustainable and needs an alternative headed by a communist China, according to Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe. In the State of the Nation address delivered in the capital, the 79-year-old leader of the impoverished South Southern African country criticized what he called the unilateral interference in the international internal political affairs of the countries, especially smaller states by powerful nations. Through the reference was to Zimbabwe itself, which is subjected to sanctions because of Mugabe's controversial policies. He also cited the situation in Iraq. Recent events in Iraq have clearly shown that the unipolar world, presently governmental international relations, is both unjust and unsustainable, he said. He says we must have a bipolar world they call it the Anglo-Saxon Unholy Alliance against Zimbabwe. He talked about Britain, Australia, New Zealand, America, and others. And again, that's the Anglo-American establishment. So here again, all over the world, as I said, third world countries run by thugs rallying to the UN and the EU and Russia and China as the good, loving liberals. See how this works? Comments, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of it is just criminals jockeying for power, basically. I mean, we know what the situation in Zimbabwe. I mean, Mugabe makes his political enemies have sex with their own children. And then in China, you've got your mobile execution death vans. And as you said, Mugabe's rallying for China to lead the New World Order, when in fact, just today, we've got an article out of AFP, which is entitled "Decision to Sell Weapons to China Stirs Dissent in Germany." And it also talks about how France are arming China. And so Mugabe speaking out against, you know, a European or a US-led New World Order is a fallacy when all these countries are arming China in the first place.
And again, this bypasses a debate about we don't want world government, now it's who's going to control it. See, they're masters of that, folks. Well, let's talk to Joe in Colorado. Joe, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it's Jay.
Hey, I'm sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Wasn't sure if you're talking to me.
That's all right. Hey, go ahead.
Well, first, I just want to thank you and Paul for all your work and getting this stuff out. Second, I just wanted to know what you think we should do if they do drop the hammer, whether it be bio or some fake attack or some any other emergency, quote unquote, that needs martial law. What should we do besides not get on the bus? You know what I mean?
Well, that's a very important question, Paul. I know you've thought a lot about this. Would you like to comment first?
Well, obviously the major thing is to be prepared personally, potassium iodide, water filters, etc. Basically, yeah, the main thing is to get the hell out of there, because with these new contingency laws which are being passed in England, similar thing in America, they're going to take an area of quarantine and not allow anyone to leave that area, and that's going to be the case at ground zero if they pull off this type of attack. So have a route specified to get to a safe place, you know, out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, the reason the biological attack... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, a lot of people say, you know, oh, these survivalist wackos. I mean, it's just common sense. The government saying that we're going to be attacked, we're not saying that, they are.
And they're building giant bunkers and huge underground cities for the elite and 100 years of storable food and all of this. And, yeah, storable food, water filters, firearms. Obviously, can't have firearms now in your country. And see, a bio or chemical attack, especially bio, is the perfect smokescreen for putting troops in every city, having a breakdown of society, then having so-called right-wing terrorists aid the Muslims. Oh, now we've got to confiscate the guns. But to do that, they needed to get the police, firefighters, and medical workers inoculated. 99%+ refused. That's really messing them up right now, because they're realizing people aren't going to follow their orders. They may not care, though. They may allow a total breakdown and want that. And their own policy reports say that, to then change our society overnight. They've lined up the forces to do it. So what do you do? Even if you've got the money to buy 1 acre in the boonies somewhere, at least 75 miles from a major city that has a well or has buried water for at least 6 months, or filters to be able to filter nearby water, you need storable foods for at least a year, you need to have firearms. It's just an insurance policy. Probably cost you $3,000 or $4,000, you know, to just have a basic tents and things ready. Have a place you can bug out to. Be ready, folks, because they're going to let this if they do it, they're going to let it degenerate. They're going to let riots begin, like their Dark Winter program said in 99 before they launched all this. They're going to let things break down and then come in as our saviors. And then it'll be report on your neighbors and you get the pass card, the multi-pass.
And the ironic thing is that the government's preparing for all this, and we're not supposed to. I mean, that's mostly what this Kokomo Hum thing is. We know they've got the deep underground boring machines that bore all these tunnels. I mean, that's how the Channel Tunnel was created, and we've got this network.
And a lot of people, a lot of scientists, mainstream scientists, have said it's not ultra-low frequency weapons or tests, that they've proven that these giant underground locomotives that can do, like, how many feet a minute, that these things send off a harmonic that makes people very ill.
Well, I tell friends, I have family and friends back in New York. I live out here pretty much by myself in that regard. I tell people to meet me in Canada, but I don't see that being any place to go.
Well, that's why they're clamping down on that border while leaving the southern border wide open.
Sure, that's why I was saying, like, well, is there a place or a certain...
No, I mean, Canada will arrest you. Canada will arrest you.
Sure.
If you believe Earth is run by space aliens. I mean, you know, they even... Yeah, I mean, they, if you say anything unorthodox, you're arrested in Canada.
Yeah, I usually say it tongue in cheek. I guess that goes back to the Vietnam, everybody going to Canada kind of thing in my head. But not that I would know from firsthand. I'm only 29.
Well, that's why they've signed a NORTHCOM pact. We're going to have Canadian and Mexican soldiers here.
Is there a place that you can get or that people can get, like, gas masks and stuff like that actually work? Not the I was in the military, not the ones they have, because they don't work.
You need to do your own study on that. Yeah. And, you know, again, they may just cause martial law and breakdown in one corridor of the country, and then East Coast, West Coast, wherever people are less self-sufficient, they tend to do it where they've got more domesticated populations, more compact populations, and then use that as a demonstration for martial law everywhere. And then about 5 years after they have that next phase, then they'll have a real plague released, some super weapon, not just some, you know, smallpox that really only kills about 10% of people. Then that's when the real crisis begins. This is done by stepping things up. Thanks for the call, Joe.
All right.
Mark, who's up next? Who should I go to next? Mike in Texas. Go ahead. You're on the air. Okay. All right, Mike, you there?
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Yes, I was wanting to talk about, when you talk about bio warfare, I don't see too much of it in the media, and it's been out for a while, but I'm more concerned about the microwave weapons that people can get a hold of, that the terrorists can get a hold of.
Who are the terrorists? I've never found a major terrorist event that wasn't a Western intelligence agency.
Well, yeah, or anybody who wants to just create normal harm to you.
Well, according to ABC News, they've deployed Humvees with a giant microwave gun that could be focused down to killing you or just burning your skin.
Correct.
According to the Sunshine Project, they've got mounted helicopters with opiate knockout gases, exactly the same type that were used by the Russians in the Moscow theater that killed fully one-third of those inside. And I've witnessed Marines training to use sound wave guns to knock you and your family out and put you in prison camp buses. That is in Police State 2000. Paul Watson comments.
Well, yeah, it's definitely focusing down on this biological aspect, because we got the worldwide deaths of the top race-specific researchers. So, I mean, I think that's the ultimate goal, is to release one of these race-specific bioweapons and then create, you know, ultimate bedlam, basically.
All right. I had another item about what happens if you're... your work wants to block InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com, and those are news access.
Well, yeah, what companies do is they share databases now that ban anything that's a gun site, even the NRA. They ban any pro-life sites, and they list them as terrorism in the indexes. There's terror, there's hacking, there's porn, there's gambling.
And even at the colleges, do you mean,
oh,
I mean
you
they
better...
could even block... Yeah, you know, you may be getting through on the radio waves, but they can, you know, block, at least start blocking web pages.
Well, you need to have your student group protest that. Go start your own student group. Go to the technology department that maintenances that, and demand that the censorship stop. I mean, what's on InfoWars today but the New York Times and stuff? I mean, this is ridiculous. They
right.
just don't like us all putting it in one spot so you can see it all together. So you're at what university are you attending?
I did go to UTD, University of Texas at Dallas.
And you're saying that InfoWars.com is blocked?
Well, I don't know about at UTD. I haven't actually used their computers.
So, sir, are you saying it's been blocked?
But it's been blocked at work, and we can't use even... We can look at, like, CNN and Fox, but we're not allowed to look at anything that's degrades the government in any way.
Yeah, it sounds like a free country. Where do you work?
Let's just say it's a major communications company.
So you work for Southwestern Bell?
I don't want to say that.
All right. Hey, I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Good to hear from you there. Let's talk to... who in New York? Lizon in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm very nervous. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for about 6 months and reading everything I can get my hands on. And I'm also a Christian. And I'm scared to death because when we first had the attack on September 11th, 2001, it was like instinct. I just knew. I knew beyond any doubt that this was something that would create... Well, you know, I hate to use the word conspiracy, but it just was like I knew.
Well, the police
charged
people...
Then all of a sudden, everything became confirmed by all these news sources.
Ma'am, we've got a break. Stay there, okay? We'll put you on hold. Stay there. We'll come back to you. The police charge people every day with conspiracy, but governments don't do it?
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster as a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisec, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. Let's go back to Lisan in New York. Ma'am, you had a question. We ran into the last break, or you had a comment. Go ahead. Go ahead, ma'am, if you're there. Oh, okay. Hey, no problem. I told her to hold on. I figured she wouldn't. People don't. Soren in Minnesota. Soren, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
I just had a couple of quick questions for you and Paul Watson.
Okay, go ahead.
Especially the first one for Paul. I remember back on your radio show, you had like an ad you played during commercials, and it was the NWO music, and George Bush doing like audio over that. And I've been trying to find that everywhere. I was wondering if you can tell me like where you found that.
Well, a lot of those are being produced where you get a sort of State of the Union address and cut it up and play it over some music. So obviously it sounds like Bush is publicly announcing a new world order. I'll try and retrieve it and post it on the
website. Okay, because I remember he was like talking about the country and sort of death and murder. I thought it was really cool. I've been trying to find it for a long time.
Yeah, we have to remember that it is satire, though. He didn't really say it, but, you know, it gives an example of what his agenda really is. But
yes, I understand that, but, yeah. Because I'm working on a website.
Yeah, I stay away from stuff like that. I mean, it's funny, it's interesting, it's scary, but I don't... I just stick with what they're actually saying and doing. But,
And also, this morning I was digging through the Propaganda Matrix archives and some... June 29th, the article was Global War Looms Target Iran for 2004.
Yeah, thanks for the call. He's talking about how Israel may nuke Iran and this whole escalation after England and the U.S. and Israel armed Iran. Comments to that, Paul?
Well, yeah, they armed Iran, and Israel publicly stated that they plan to invade Syria, and now we've got a story which is getting no airplay on the big networks, which is the fact that China have got 500 ballistic missiles aimed at Taiwan and are saying that they don't care how many casualties will occur. And basically the US is abandoning Taiwan at the moment and everyone's arming China, and so that's getting no attention. So yeah, any touch point can be the catalyst for this meltdown.
Yeah, the great conservative Bush administration following suit with Clinton arming China and North Korea. We've got on the board of directors of ABB, Rumsfeld continuing the arming of North Korea, and they tell you to give up your liberties for security. It's ridiculous. It's just absolutely amazing. Paul, what do you see happening in the next year? When do you think the next terror attack's coming, before or after the election? The next big one here in the West.
It depends on which puppet they put in there. I mean, basically a lot of people can't pick between Bush and Wesley Clark or Kerry. I mean, you've got Kerry and Bush, skull and bones. You've got Wesley Clark, who oversaw the Waco massacre, so it's a great choice. So probably just after the election, and we did run a poll on that as well, and the consensus is that it will basically take place a few months after the election.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, and again, we can't ever guess exactly what they'll do. I had enough indicators before 9/11 to see that was coming because of the preparatory news reports about we're about to get hit. You give your rights up when that happens. We're about to get hit very soon. Here's Bin Laden. Here he is. Here's his face. Remember him. He's the bad man. He's going to do it.
And that's exactly what's happening in London, where they're hyping this bio attack all the time and arresting people in local villages to create this perception that terrorists are running around in our backyards, which of course creates fear.
And they're doing that right here in Texas, saying it's right-wingers. Do five more minutes with us, Paul, then we got some guests coming up. One of the victims' wives who's suing Bush for treason with her lawyer and her open letter. Now that's coming up here in about 10 minutes or so. So stay with us. Next hour coming up, folks. Remember, I'll be in Houston December 13th. That's two Saturdays from now, showing Road to Tyranny and They Live on the big screen at the West Oak Shopping Center. That's December 13th in Houston, Texas. Please bring your friends and family. Great place to network. You can buy your tickets ahead of time at InfoWars.com. Link through to the movie theater. And I hope to see everybody there in Houston again. It was a great success last time. December 13th, Houston, Texas, 6 to 11:30 p.m. at night. So I'll see you in Houston in about a week and a half on that Saturday. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from water.